This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's welcome you in.
The next hour, or this hour, let's focus on this hour. How about that for an idea?
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and the Dugger and the number one most popular radio personality in Los Angeles, Jennifer Horn. Yay!
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
That is so exciting.
It is. Voted by listeners in a poll in the L.A. Times. So if Jennifer gets to be the most popular radio host in the L.A. Times.
It's lovely over there.
I'm sure they do. All right, let's get to the top 10 ways to make friends, to find love, to shape yourself up, to keep yourself from being bored, discover your purpose in life, make a fortune. In other words, the secrets to success. You ready?
Yeah.
Top 10. Who wants to be the big voice announcer going from number 10 to number 1?
I always get confused, but number 10.
Number 10 is feel your gratitude, which is a very important thing. Be grateful.
Number 9.
Give more hugs.
Number 8.
Don't look back.
Number 7.
Ask for help.
Number 6.
Schedule play.
This is hard. Number 5.
Keep busy.
And number 4.
Open your heart.
Number 3.
I lean into it.
Number 2.
It's actually 3 is lean into it. Number 2 is start anywhere.
Number 1.
Get quiet. Oof. Hard for us to do that here doing this for a living, but those are the things that are recommended by a group of actually 10 different psychologists who are putting together. We're always coming up with plans. I happen to like this sort of thing, frankly, because it reminds me of how to live. I'm not perfect, make lots of mistakes, and I think that being grateful, I've always thought at the end of the day, beginning of the day, thank God for the stuff that's good in your life. What do you have that's good? Never mind the bad stuff. You have children, have a spouse, you have a good job. Maybe you just the simple things in life. I enjoyed the sunshine yesterday. Thank God for that. Whatever it is. And certainly give more hugs. And forget the people who say, that's sexual harassment. Only give hugs, however, to people who want to be hugged. Never mind. You don't do it to people that don't want to be hugged. Some people don't want to be hugged. So
yeah.
Don't do it. There you go. Asking
like
for
Joe
help.
Joe Biden, where he like sniffs people.
Yeah. I'll leave it there, Jennifer, to turn this into a Joe Biden discussion. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying you don't want to like, hug people to a point of uncomfort, but it's always nice to get a nice welcoming hug.
Right. Exactly. Like you and I always hug when we see each other. I think that
we do.
Jay
and
I
sniff your hair.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Nice.
Big old sniff.
So Donald Trump has created a problem for the Republican Party. All right? Or not, actually, it's not the Republican Party. It's the Political Action Committee that supports him. Apparently, Jen, he's using money, and I guess this is okay, from the Political Action Committee that supports him to pay his legal bills. And because there are so many of them, they have over $40 million in legal fees, and so
I think he's starting a legal defense fund too, isn't he?
Yeah, and so but they gave the Republican National Committee gave some money to What is the conservative? What's it? CPAC? I think it's. I think they gave money to them. They've asked for it back because Trump's legal bills are sinking their fund. The Republican. I find it difficult for a guy who has made mistakes on his own to be reaching into the till of other people's money. We were talking about the poll earlier. 54 for the election were held today. 54% of the Republicans who were surveyed in the New York Times poll said they'd vote for Trump. The abuses. We talk about the good, yep. Talk about the bad, yep. I just think there's balsam personified here. He has made the mistakes, but yet other people are paying with their money. And the guy's got, he's worth $3-4 billion.
He's saying he's innocent, and a lot of his supporters believe him. And so then they feel like they're being persecuted, and if it can happen to Donald Trump, can it happen to the little guy?
Yeah, that's a stretch. However.
I don't think so. That's what a lot of people are feeling. That's where the support for him is coming from right now.
Hmm. Well,
you know, you look at the truck drivers in Canada who stood up against the government and they had their bank accounts taken away. This is what people think could be coming next in the country. Already, you look at the government trying to punish Catholics. The FBI was searching out Catholics over the last year. They were looking at them. They are looking at people who didn't want to get the vaccine. They're looking at establishments that didn't close down and follow government orders. So people think that this is a lot closer than it used to be. It used to seem laughable. But I think it's a big concern for a lot of people who think the government just has way too much control and is way too big.
Absolutely. On those two scores, you'll have no argument from me. Way too big, way too powerful, and just number one screw up on top of number two screw up on top of number three. Can they do anything right? And yet people still look to the government. Well, the government's got to do this, and the government's... I'm finding this out now because of this development I'm involved in, and on the farm as well. It's sickening to have somebody come in and try to regulate something that, like the size of a bathtub. What the hell business is it of the government's what size your bathtub is?
Yeah, but they make it their business.
No, exactly. Now, there are things to be concerned about. It's hard to pick and choose. Okay, what do I concern myself with? What am I thinking? What am I doing? Yada, yada, yada. The what's left of the World War II baby boomers. I'm on the first wave. It happened right after, right after World War II. And I think it goes up through 56, like there's a 10-year period in there of baby boomers. So we're not worried, for the most part, about what the future holds. Now, what about Generation X? Is there something about Generation X that's different from the baby boomers? Or other generations, there seems to be, and this is kind of like beating a horse that doesn't need to be beaten. The people who are studying this and trying to scare everybody who is between the ages of 41 and 56, you're not going to have money to retire. There's not enough money in my savings account. You know what? You're in charge of you. You should be able to figure out on your own, without somebody browbeating you, the school system should have taught you how to add and how to figure, how to balance your checkbook and how to do practical things. Although, starting with Generation X, I think that went away. The practical side of education, what do we do with our education, and understanding, you know, what does it take? I see headlines every day, you probably all do. Is $2 million enough to retire on? What can you do with $5 million? All of that stuff. Yeah. Everybody's different.
It is. And every market's different as well. Live in one area where $2 million will take you a long way. In another area, for instance, in L.A., it's not going to get you very far.
Nope.
If you want to own a house that actually has a yard with grass, you have to be a millionaire. At least.
Well, my daughter and son-in-law and my grandson just moved into a place in Mar-a-Lago, Jennifer, that has all of that. But they couldn't afford to buy it, so they rented it.
Wait, they moved to Mar-a-Lago?
Yep. Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago. That'd be the day.
That seems pretty unusual.
That's why they're renting.
Mar Vista. Mar-a-Lago. Mar Vista is where they moved. And they just are so thrilled because they have a yard, and it just is, it's so cool. And you don't find many places like this. And I, frankly, if I'd have seen it first, I would have probably rented it. Very cute place. But, you know, you ought to have what you want. And you can't have what you want if you listen to everybody asking you to spend this to do that or buy this. And it doesn't work. You have to have some common sense. And there's not a lot of it around. And I think that's kind of what the appeal is here, frankly. All right. Anyway, I need to talk about Jennifer and her balance, the nature of her balance. Get that?
It's rough. Yes. Not my real balance.
Yes.
My acid balance.
Yes, acid. Because you drink too much coffee.
I do.
And you drink too much wine.
Sometimes.
And
I'm too stressed.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And see, if you were with me more, you'd be less stressed. This program creates less stress, not more. And one of the reasons, or one of the ways we do that is to suggest people get healthy and feel better with Balance 7. And you are the poster lady for Balance 7, are you not?
Well, I don't know if I'm a poster lady, but I believe in the product. I use it every day, and it's three sips. It's just a liquid. Three sips a day, morning, afternoon, evening. And if you suffer with sour stomach or heartburn, or if you feel like you're catching a lot of colds because your immune system isn't functioning properly, or you feel like you're not getting enough sleep, or you have that brain fog, Balance 7 dilutes the acid buildup in your body, which happens over time, and we beat ourselves up, and then we don't feel very good. And Balance 7 makes that so that you're at the perfect pH balance, and people have started to feel better. I hear from people all the time about how they love it.
And that, see, that's kind of why I said what I did right after we talked about all the things that will help make you better. This is a product that does help to make you better. So you got a heartburn, poor sleep, fatigued, all that stuff. Call this number, 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. And in 3 days, you're going to feel the difference. 800-793-9039. Mention the name Doug, if you please.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, let's get at it here. It's 23 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and in the celebrity department, an admission of guilt from Jamie Lee Curtis, which surprises most, most people who are fans find it hard to believe that she struggled with what she struggled with for as long as she did. All right, so we'll get into what's going on with Jamie Lee Curtis and what she is being forthright about after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
So here's Jamie Lee Curtis talking a lot about where she came from, where she's going. She admits to being an opiate addict. I was really surprised to see this. I think you were too.
Yeah.
Jay, she liked a good opiate buzz, as she said. And now she's apparently, she said, if fentanyl was available then as easily as it's available today, I'd be dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's been sober for 24 years. Her addiction was in the form of Vicodin that came from, she decided to try plastic surgery. It did not go well. She was in a lot of pain. She had Vicodin, and then she became addicted to it. But also, her brother died at the age of 21 to a heroin overdose.
Yeah.
So she has seen it firsthand, and then still, like we see with a lot of people when it comes to prescribed painkillers, fall into the addiction. And, I mean, she's right. Fentanyl is so easily available anymore. It's cut with other things. It's just astounding. And had she still been going through her addiction, which was a decade long at the time, she might not still be around.
Isn't it amazing how people take some of this stuff as lightly as they do? I find that to be, I'm amazed. I frustrate myself thinking about all the people who have done this incredible damage to themselves when they would just as easily said, no, sorry, not interested.
What?
But they just wanted to try.
Yes, and I can't remember which drugs they are, but some of the drugs, it's you try it once and your body is immediately addicted and goes through withdrawals, and you need to keep taking it more and more. And Jamie Lee Curtis even points out that there are people in jail because their lives have been utterly ruined, not because of heinous crimes or violent felonies or anything like that, but because of drug addiction, and they made poor choices, or they even just got busted while high on drugs. And
yeah.
Lives shattered, and not just those of people who are struggling with this illness of addiction, but the families as well. Think of children of adults who are addicted.
One wonders what she was in, what she was doing when she was addicted, what sort of movies and TV and that sort of thing, because she's been around pretty consistently.
For a long time, yeah.
For, what, 40-some-odd years anyway?
Well, she got sober in the late 90s. So, think of all the things in the 90s. And nobody knew. She said she hit it extremely well. Nobody knew she was going through this when she was.
Yep. Well, I guess it's good to know that somebody survived under the circumstances. So that's the Jamie Lee Curtis story here, 28 After.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A longtime friend and business associate of Hunter Biden is expected to testify on Capitol Hill today. Devin Archer will appear before the House Oversight Committee and likely share details about foreign ventures and meetings with Hunter. The testimony could shine light on the level at which President Biden was allegedly involved in these dealings. Last week, the president's son pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposal plea deal. Archer was sentenced last year to a year and a day in prison for his role in a conspiracy to defraud a Native American tribe. Gas prices are surging to an 8-month high. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded hit $3.75 a gallon yesterday. That's 17 cents more than last week. Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts by OPEC Plus nations and record-breaking heat. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys, it's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
The hour now on the exciting Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. There is some good news from the recycling department here. Let's see how you like this. There are people that are working at the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab that have developed a new infinitely recyclable plastic. Huh. Is this the answer to the growing pollution problem? Well,
maybe.
They've engineered microbes to make the ingredients for a more sustainable alternative to the plastics that are, at the moment, not being recycled, can't be recycled. So these are petrochemicals that are a real problem. You know, you think that it comes from nature, all of these things like the chemical that we use for the fertilizers and things. They're chemicals, but they all come from the earth.
Yeah,
think about it. Nothing, you can make something that isn't sort of earthly, but it comes from stuff in the earth. Which is kind of an interesting oxymoron, isn't it, huh?
It is, but one would think that they would, this is exciting nonetheless, and
a lot of
plastic that is recyclable can only be recycled so many times, but if people aren't recycling properly, it defeats the purpose. But there are some people who choose to not recycle because they feel like the recycling plants put a lot more of the pollution into the air and everything. I'm surprised there aren't more companies looking into developing, I mean, there's already, what is it, biodegradable situations.
Yes.
I remember taking my cousin to a college visit to Ithaca, and in their cafeteria area, all of the plates, all of the silverware, it was completely biodegradable. So you would throw the food away in the compostable area, and then you would also include the plates and the silverware, because it was all biodegradable, so you could throw that into the compost bins too. And I'm just surprised that there's not more of these biodegradable, like, containers when you get takeout or coffee mugs and all of this stuff, rather than, like, styrofoam is the worst.
Awful.
Right up there with straw.
And think about all the product, the stuff, the packaging. It's just all stuff that heretofore can't really be recycled or isn't being recycled. Either can't be or isn't being. So this is very good news, thanks to the researchers that almost found this by accident. Again, one of those other things.
I love when that happens.
Right? Yeah, I mean, this wasn't where they were going.
Something else, uh-huh.
Right, yeah. So anyway, it sounds very feasible, though. It sounds very doable.
It does, it does. And as long as people are recycling appropriately, this will be magnificent and very helpful. But I would personally like to see more biodegradable and composting options.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, a lot of people, when they come to my compost pile, and they see what looks like plastic or even paper. Well, there are the plastics now that they collect the food scraps in, all is biodegradable, and it's gone within a day or two. Once they put it in the pile, the microbes attack that whatever. It feels like plastic, because not really. I don't want to know what it is. But
I think some of them are like cornstarch.
Yeah, right.
Based.
Something, yeah, exactly. So whoever came up, the genius that came up with that, wow, that's very helpful. But, you know, you have cardboard. I see things down in the compost pile, and it bothers me because I think it's trash. And the lady that runs the compost, says, no, no, don't worry about it. And true enough, I go back down 3 or 4 days later, gone. It's all gone. It's it's very good, actually. It's cool. There's a new biography of John F. Kennedy that's about to hit the market. It more focuses, well, actually it focuses on him and his relationship with his father, who is a no-good SOB. The father pushed all of the Kennedys. His older brother, Joe, was supposed to run for president, according to the father, but he was killed in World War II, so John F. Kennedy became the next one to come along. And so right after he was, remember the song PT-109? Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. There's a story. When John F. Kennedy was in the service in World War II, he was the lieutenant commander of a PT boat, which was one of these small little boats that they would use to wangle in among the enemy ships, and they'd plant bombs and stuff on them, and they were very dangerous, and oftentimes they didn't make it. So Kennedy's PT boat was blown up. He broke his back, but he was able to save, I think, one or two members of the crew, and so he became a hero, and there's an old Jimmy Dean song about him. Fast forward out of the World War II. His father was ambassador to England. He was a notorious womanizer, and he was he just lobotomized his daughter. I mean, he was just a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He supported the Germans when he was ambassador to England. That's what we're talking about. So anyway, he got his son to run for Congress. Then he got his son to run for Senate. Then he got his son to run for president. Cheated in the election and stole it from Richard Nixon in Chicago by making a deal with Mayor Daley. And so that's what we're talking about. This book is not about that. This is about their escapades and the women that they didn't know that they had slept with. The two of them, for example. Is that an awkward statement? It's maybe a little awkward. John F. Kennedy Jr. Met Marlene Dietrich. You know, the stories about the affair between JFK and Marilyn Monroe, everybody knows about that. They had a fling. But he also, Marlene Dietrich came to the White House, was in Washington for a performance, something she was acting in, and she showed up at the White House at 6 o'clock. And she looked at John Kennedy and said, "I only have until 7. So by 6:07, they were in the rack. And their sex lasted until 6:30 so that she could leave to go to
Who
her 7.
Who was timing this?
I have the exact details. Exactly. I know. Yeah. So anyway, there's that. And then Kennedy asked his father, because she alluded when they were meeting to having been with somebody else in the family. And so John F. Kennedy asked his father if... Kennedy first said to her, "I hope you're not in a hurry." She said, "I have to. They're waiting to give me a plaque." So that's, as the story goes, this book by a guy named Tynan, he interviewed Dietrich and said, "It was very sweet and very quick." And she said, "I looked at my watch, it was 6:50, and I had to go." Anyway, but then Kennedy asked his father whether he had ever made it with her, and apparently he, in a roundabout way, admitted having done that. I find this sort of stuff, you know, people love these sorts of things. I never liked the old man. I was a fan of Robert Kennedy, and I was a late to the party fan of JFK in terms of what happened to the Bay of Pigs. But I always liked Bobby Kennedy. I didn't like Ted Kennedy. I didn't like him. I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for any of them, actually, but I liked what Bobby Kennedy was kind of all
Jackie.
About. Yeah. Well, Jackie was another, you know, she was along for the ride, and she was the first to admit it. She knew he was having affairs with everybody, and she, I don't know if she thought that it was part of being in the Kennedy clan.
Yeah, well, I think that's also a different time when most spouses, mainly women, would stay with their husbands through a lot of this because they didn't have a lot in their own name. And, I mean, she came from a family that had...
It was wealthy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So that reminds me of something else that I saw over the weekend, Jay. There's a story floating around, excuse me, about... infidelity and being married and why 2 out of 5 people who are of marrying age, and I would guess that's your age and a little bit younger, everybody's of marrying age, but the, you know, most common age for marriage is 30 to 35, and why men and women both are saying, what's the point? Why do we get married? If it doesn't work out, then it has all kinds of legal harangues attached to it. It's just not, you want to be married and you think it's right, you know it's right, you feel it's right, great.
Is it easier for taxes?
I mean, I dated somebody for 7 years who'd been married 3 times. And at least 2 of the 3 times she married these guys, she said, "I know it wasn't going to last." So I said, "Why the heck did you marry him?" "Well, it was a big party schedule." You know, that kind of stuff. Who thinks like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't want to embarrass everybody.
We talked about Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell on why they never married. And they both had previous marriages. It was like a been there, done that, didn't work out. And they made the point of saying that it's one of those things that, in the sense of the matter, they are free to leave at any time
if the relationship is no longer working, they're not tied up by legalities or anything like that.
Yeah.
And therefore, it also feels more so like they choose to be there. And with any relationship, there's the peaks and the valleys. There's the highs and the lows.
Yeah.
And when you choose to be with somebody day in and day out, even through the hardships, it makes it a lot more beautiful, really. Mm-hmm. And you can have that with marriage. You don't have to have marriage for that. But I think it's one of those things of you choose to be there. You can leave in any way, shape, or form at any time when you're not married.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, what? But isn't it now with the sense of, what is it called? Palimony.
Yeah.
Where if you are with somebody for a long period of time and you are not married, you can still get into the legalities of things even without being married. So that doesn't that defeat that mentality anyway?
Speaking of legalities, a mother and daughter about whom we spoke 3 or 4 weeks ago, I didn't know the daughter was involved in this, I knew the mother was, have announced they're going to sue Delta Airlines after they were groped by a drunk passenger on the plane. And they're suing Delta because the stewardess, the flight attendant, kept selling this guy booze when it was obvious that he wasn't capable. And so the stewardess didn't intervene after...
They did nothing to protect them.
No. So they'll get... They're suing for $2 million. They'll get it. They will.
It doesn't that seem low?
$2 million?
Yeah.
Maybe it's realistic. I don't know. Some lawyer for a change said, well, let's shoot for this number because we can really get it. But it's just... It's, people that, some people, you know, we were talking about how wonderful the world was earlier on, and it is, but there's still just bags of people that are crapolas. You know what I mean? So.
I like that. There's just some bags of people.
Yeah, exactly. Bags of feces, shall we say. All right, let's, this is going to be an interesting transition. How are we going to do this? How about we talk about you being the first caller, second caller, third caller, fourth caller, in the group of the first 10 callers right now to dial up 800-419-3684. What are you going to get? Couple of nights, cost you nothing, in that fabulous vacation. What goes on in Las Vegas besides people go there for vacation, right? Nothing. That's what you go there for. Have a good time. You don't have to buy anything. Just call 800-419-3684. I do these numbers wrong sometimes. 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Vegas. Call them now. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being, and then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At the hour, Monday with Doug Steffen, end of July. Jay and I welcome Chuck Curry to our program with a focus on something that everybody cares about, except nobody knows what this theme is, Chucker. So what's this?
Sure they do.
No, they don't. I don't know what this is. Who knows?
That's the theme. That is the theme to an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie called Total Recall, which came out in theaters in 1990. In my opinion, the first half of that film is good as any action movie ever made. And maybe Arnold's most likable character in Doug Quaid, directed by Paul Verhoeven, who did Basic Instinct and Starship Troopers, a very edgy German director. He was a very edgy director, and I thought Arnold was great in that movie. He turned 76 years old yesterday, by the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold, 76,
pretty,
yeah.
Yeah, pretty good career, and he proved you don't have to be conventional to do pretty well in life, right?
Right, exactly. And there are others around now who are doing the same thing, don't you think? I mean, not being conventional. Who would you say also is in that category? That
I think most action, a lot of people who've hit big in action, you know, Van Damme, obviously Steven Seagal was not conventional,
Right.
not likable, but he had a good run, really good run, actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. All right, speaking of a good run, this weekend at the box office looks pretty good. We were talking last weekend this time about Barbie and Oppenheimer. Now added to the mix is Haunted Mansion. How'd they all shake out?
Well, Haunted Mansion came in third, $24 million. It really got into the buzzsaw of Barbie Oppenheimer. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's more than just people wanting to go to see these two movies. It's some sort of like social media movement. The holds on these two films in the second weekend. Barbie number one, $93 million, just 42% off $162 million opening weekend. So $351 million domestically, $774 million worldwide. And Oppenheimer, a 44% hold off a $81 million opening. So $46 million over the weekend, $174 million domestically, $400 million worldwide. If somebody told me within 10 days Oppenheimer would do $400 million worldwide, I would have bet every dime I had in my pocket that wouldn't happen. But
yeah,
for some reason, this is a weird phenomenon that it's almost like, it's like a stock market sell-off for like 10 straight days, and then when the market starts to go up, you get the sellers covering, and it's like a rocket ship straight. It's just weird, but it's good for theaters, obviously. I think the bad part for theaters is this strike, and now you're getting studios delaying their projects that were scheduled to be released this year into next year, like Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel, which was supposed to come out in December, kicked to March of next year. There's been like seven big films now. That's going to be devastating.
Well, you know what it does? It just speaks to, I'm a capitalist through and through, and so are you. But the greed monsters that run these studios that are now out to break. What's the future if you break the Writers Guild? We're going to break the Actors Union. Well, what are you nuts?
I don't know. But here's the thing. Let's just say me and you are doing business for 100 years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's good business. It's amazing how they have such little regard for the theaters. It's like they know the theaters will get hurt badly if they kick their movies from 2023, because there'll be no product. What are they going to show?
Yeah. It's great.
It's rebooting the COVID, the horrible COVID experience again by doing this.
Which was a joke and a half. And if you don't believe it, look, I posted a video you can watch, Chuck, on my Facebook page about COVID, the whole thing exposed by the European COVID Council this past week. Anyway, so what has universally or around the world, Mission Impossible is getting close to a billion, isn't it, around the world?
No, it's a 447 worldwide. I mean, it's had a problem domestically with Barbie and Oppenheimer opening after Mission Impossible's first week. So that hurt here domestically. Still 447 worldwide. Nothing to shake your head at. Having said that, the last few did over $700 million worldwide. I don't think this is going to get to that to that rarefied.
Still,
and you got the sequel part two coming out next year.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Yeah, I'm all for it. All right, anyway, so good weekend at the box office. That's the highlight. That's the headline from Chuck Curry, our movie man. Movie Moments, produced for the Good Day program, which includes Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen and Los Angeles' number one radio personality, Jennifer Horn, here at 59 past the hour.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.